WeWork accounted for 69% of co-working space leases in third quarter, even as crisis loomed, by CNBC.
The new report shows that even as WeWork was struggling to sell skeptical Wall Street investors on its future prospects, the company was taking full advantage of the billions of dollars it had raised from SoftBank to bulk up in the country's most expensive real estate markets. Far from slowing down after losing more than $900 million in the first half of the year, WeWork's ambitions were only growing. WeWork's third biggest market in the latest quarter was Boston, followed by Orange County, California, and Dallas, FT. Under co-founder Adam Neumann, who was ousted as CEO in September, WeWork sucked up space by signing long-term leases and then renting out offices to early-stage startups as well as large enterprises, which typically pay monthly memberships. At the end of the second quarter, WeWork had $17.9 billion in long-term lease obligations and, according to CBRE, controlled one-third of the entire flexible space market, making it almost twice the size of Regus, its closest rival. CBRE isn't predicting what will happen to any existing WeWork locations, but the firm is dramatically reducing its forecast for total market growth now that it expects very minimal increased activity from the biggest leaser, Whalen said. Sharing the wealth, according to CBRE's data, some of the much smaller players have been growing more rapidly than WeWork on a percentage basis, with VentureX expanding 435% in the past year, followed by Office Evolution at 321%, Bond Collective at 211% and Knotel at 153%. WeWork grew 72% in the past year, though its square footage increase was more than five times greater than any of its smaller competitors.